Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And with us today is my good friend, business partner, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, would you be so kind as to say hello and share some information about Speakers Pathway with the folks today, sir?
Absolutely, Jim. And just happy to be here on the show today. And I'm really looking forward to today. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah, Speakers Pathway, we help entrepreneurs to use the written and spoken word to grow their business. That's kind of what we do. You want to learn more? Go to speakerspathway.com and check out how we help you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Don. And, you know, the lady we got on today, Dandy Don, I'm going to let you introduce her. But when I first met her, ladies and gentlemen, I knew she was a celebrity. And I've met celebrities before. And some of them are just, you know, very down to earth, very approachable, just real people. And when I first met her, I mean, I was just blown away by her because in addition to her being so beautiful, let me just say this, if I may, and hope I don't get in trouble, but she's kind of like a cake. She's very sweet on the inside. On the outside, the good Lord just covered her with icing. Will that work for you, Don? That works for me.
Absolutely. And when I first met Forbes, we were at an event a couple of years ago, and just tremendous energy from Forbes. Mm. And I've seen the way that she helps people. She can help people very quickly get right to the root of what's blocking them. So I'm so excited to have you on the show. Forbes Riley, thank you so much for being on our show.
Well, I tell you, I'm loving that. Now I'm trying to figure out if like I'm a red velvet cake or like a chocolate 7-layer lava thing. Just on the inside.
I tell you, it's either one will work for me because, you know, realistically, when I met you there in Orlando, the way that you were able to help that one lady, oh, my goodness gracious, you moved the entire crowd. And I was just so impressed with that. And I mean, I had to, you know, I had an allergy in my eye that day because I think a tear came in my eye, if you know what I mean.
Well, but it was really. I have an interesting gift that I think I denied for a very, very long time. And I think this is important for all entrepreneurs to hear, that you get something in your head. And actually, it's funny, I was talking to some young people. In my head, when I was about 8 years old, I somehow decided, my parents didn't have a whole lot of money, my dad spent 3 years in the hospital when I was little, that I was going to be a lawyer. Now, I didn't know any lawyers. I just saw Perry Mason on TV, and you both are old enough to know that. If you're under 20, never mind. and I just loved how this person fought for what was right. I thought, okay, I'm going to be a lawyer, based on the only fact that I saw a TV lawyer, correct? And as I'm in college and, you know, paying his way for pre-law and starting to figure out what a lawyer really does, I thought, oh, no, wait a second. I actually want to be an actress playing a lawyer. And so one of the things is you get it in your head about what you think you want to do for whatever reason you do, whether you've seen it. And nowadays, there's so much more access to understanding. I tell people, and please don't judge me, that I did not know what the letter CEO stood for till well into my mid-30s. Now, why would I? Think about somebody in Africa. They don't know what a CEO is. It's not part of your lexicon. And if I had known when I was, my guidance counselor would have told me, I would have been that, right? And so I set off to be an actress. And then somewhere along the line, the universe or whatever you want to call the thing that brings the leaves back every spring that is not us, but God, universe, somehow led me to a path that says, you know what, Forbes, you are really here to inspire others. You have a God-given voice and a passion and a curiosity, a breadth of experience that now spans several decades. And the best thing that you can do on this planet to leave a legacy is to inspire other people. And I do it in a very profound way. I mean, I will tell you guys, I fix people in 20 minutes. I get you past the fact that you were molested when you were 4 years old and you've sabotaged every relationship since because you made a decision about men. I get people past the fact that somebody told them when they were little or bullied that they were not enough. And they carry that baggage with them like a backpack super glued to their body. Mm-hmm. And it's not. It is easily removed with a little bit of Goo Gone, and you never have to believe that again. And it's so profound that when I speak to people, I'll hear them tell me who they are. Forbes, I'll ask them, what do you do? Well, I can't do this. Did I ask you what you can't do? People's languaging to themselves and to the rest of the world is so insanely limited that they are bound to stay stuck where they are. And I'm grateful that the universe chose me to do a little bit of this unsticking.
Absolutely, because I'm listening to you. You know, what just really impresses me about you, Forbes, is that the fact you tell people what they need to hear rather than sugarcoat it and what they want to hear. And that's extremely valuable. As you were talking about your life there, it reminded me when I had my manufacturing business, I was caught up in the big three, me, myself, and I.
Oh.
And it was a wrong thing, but I got caught up into that. But I'm so thankful now that me and Dandy Don have partnered up. We partnered up with many people like Robert and Sean Jones out in Phoenix. And we're all focused now about giving back. And this is the most, you know, the greatest time of my life. I mean, I'm so peaceful with myself, so happy with myself. I have that feeling of accomplishment by giving back. And that's second to none. And Forbes, that's what I see in you.
Let me share something with you. First of all, there's actually the universe, and I guess I'm not sure if universe and Murphy, of Murphy's Law, have like a thing going on. Maybe they're twins, but it's kind of funny. And if you laugh at it, it's cool. But you said me, myself, and I. And mm-hmm. So my fiance's last name is Self, which I find terribly ironic. So I'm very caught up in me, his self, or I actually at some point when I marry him, will be called Mrs. Self. The ultimate self-discovery. I mean, it's like, you know, it's funny. People have enough trouble with Forbes Riley being my name, but can you imagine I'm actually the ultimate selfie? when I saw him, I didn't believe it. Have you ever seen a picture of Joshua Self? He is currently a reigning Mr. World and physique champion. He's gorgeous. And you're like, dude, you had to make that name up. And he's like, no, there's an entire line of Selfs out in Ohio. And sure enough, there really are. They're all named Self, but it's adorable.
Oh, yeah. That's like... One time in the military, I ran across a guy. His name was Robin Banks, R-O-B-I-N-B-A-N-K-S. And I thought, man, can you imagine if he goes into a bank and the lady asks or the male behind the counter asks him, says, can we help you? Yeah, I'm here. I'm Robin Banks. I mean,
yep. His last name was Case. His mom named him Justin. You can't hide my name. Don't do that.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It really is. And I tell you, you know, Dandy Don, you know, when we think about people that, you know, from our experience, and I know from what Forbes is saying there, one of the most common questions that people, we ask people, the answer to that question is, what is you want to do? They'll say, I want to make money. And we tell them that's not the right answer because that's the reward of your efforts. And Don, I know that you've run into that many times, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, and I think one thing that Forbes, one thing that you said, that you basically followed the energy, right? You ended up doing what you're doing through a circuitous path that, you know, you look back on and think, how random is that? But I would imagine that the universe was telling you, drawing you to that and down your path, and that's very much what Jim and I do with Speaker's Pathway. We, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think we could envision a radio show a year from starting Speaker's Pathway. So, you know, really following that energy rather than chasing money. You know, I think that's one of the things that that we advise people in Speaker's Pathway, and I think it's worked for people.
Well, I will tell you one of the things about being a speaker. So I decided. About 15 years ago, I was an actress, which means you're given the words to speak and you come up with the emotion and the backstory and you create it so you can say those words so they make sense. And I've been on Broadway and I've done movies and television and soap operas. And I think it was after meeting Les Brown in person, I decided, you know, I would like to get on stage and speak a little bit. But I'd always thought that people out had these great stories and they were great speakers. I was very intimidated. And I spent about a year studying, learning, a lot of amazing mentors, Les being one of them, and Tony Robbins, a couple of other people. And I remember, and I'm going to say that the act of actually speaking on stage is what illuminated my life to me. And so when I share and talk about some of these things, I don't ever write a speech. And by the way, one of my other big speaking coaches was Joe Theismann. How crazy is that? He's actually my personal speaking coach. I am his only client.
Wow.
I met him on an infomercial. He and I were doing the infomercial together. It was an award-winning show, great, good chemistry. And then I watched him on stage, and he's really good. I mean, he tells the story of how he changed his name from Thiesman to Thiesman, and, you know, for the, and I thought, wow, what a great storyteller. And he was one of the early people to believe in me and say, Forbes, you are one of the most talented people on the planet I've ever met. And when a superstar like that says that, it took me another couple of years to believe him. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And he kept pushing, and he said, you know, you create these modules, you create these stories, you tell the story only when it has a point. And so I got on stage, and I'm a good storyteller, but I started crafting what it means to actually make points. And I would make myself cry on stage. I would have illuminating moments. I am very good with jumping off a cliff because I've been on stage my whole life and standing there not having any idea what I'm going to say, just having faith that what I am and the experiences in life is going to move an audience. And so now I've gone on these crazy journeys to get people to cry. I mean, I discovered about my dad, things I'd actually forgotten in my life. I found standing on a stage in front of 500 to 1,000 people. And that, I don't necessarily recommend that, but that is my personal path.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing I like about you, Forbes, is that you practice what you preach, because your life, the way that you present it and everything, that's who you are 24/7. And that's what I really admire about you, because it's just amazing, because a lot of people, you know, and you mentioned Joe Theismann. I'm a Washington Redskins fan, and I'm very fond of Joe. And but, you know, for him to be your personal coach, that's really amazing. And everybody needs a coach. We all need coaches. We use Bill Hendrick, Don and I do, as our personal coach, don't we, Don?
We do. And he's really helped us, guided us in our journey on Speaker's Pathway and helping as many people as we possibly can.
Absolutely. We got about 30 seconds left before we get to commercial. But I tell you, folks, having Forbes on the show and have her, you know, share her experience and who she is and why she is, you know, the way she does things. My goodness, I could listen to Forbes, you know, for, you know, hours on end, because whenever she was on the stage in Orlando and giving her presentation, I was sorry when it was over, because I knew they'd send somebody else up there. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Mike McMillan from Ontario, Canada, was driving to a meeting when he saw what looked like a can of cola moving around on the side of the road. Curious, he stopped to investigate and discovered a skunk had gotten its head stuck in a soda can. After a moment of abulia, or indecision, he decided to try and save the potentially woofy animal. Woofy is another word for a smelly. He grabbed the can and engaged in dang swaying, or a cooperative tug of war with the skunk, all the while hoping he wouldn't get sprayed. Finally, the skunk managed to pop its head out of the can and land safely on the ground. After a brief stare down, the skunk turned and ran into the woods. What's another word for running away in fright? Funkify.
It's merging down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And I apologize.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don McGrath, would you be so kind as to share one of the complimentary gifts we offer at SpeakersPathway.com and turn the show over to Forbes, please, sir?
Absolutely. So if you go to our website, our homepage, SpeakersPathway.com, spelled just like it sounds, right in the middle of the homepage, you can't miss it. It's complimentary gifts. You click on that, it brings you to a page where you'll see our executive training directors. And every single one of them is offering a complimentary gift that you can get. One, for example, is Dr. Sony Jackson, who is a CRM marketing expert. And she's offering a content checklist for converting strangers into clients. All you have to do is go to speakerspathway.com, complimentary gifts, find Sony's beautiful picture and click on the button, get free gift. And just before the break, Forbes, you were talking about, speaking actually helping you to tap into your own personal story and into your true life's purpose. And I've seen that with others too, that the process of going through and preparing for and giving a talk can have almost a therapeutic effect. I'd love for you to share more about that with us.
Well, it's a business plan. That's pretty much what you're doing. And I'm going to tell you, if buildings were built by entrepreneurs, we'd all be living in rubble. Okay? Now, what do I mean by that? Now, I built a couple of buildings. I built a television studio here in St. Pete, Florida. And I look at what the architects do. Now, architects have these, even for whether it's a one-story building or a skyscraper, before they hand it over to the person to build it, they have drawn out every angle, every electrical switch, every wire, every window, literally to the inch or the millimeter or the piece of an inch. They have already drawn out this massive detailed plan, because that is the only way. Then you give it to the electrician, you give it to the framer, you give it to the builder, and then they build this thing, but it's already built. Entrepreneurs don't do that. Entrepreneurs go, oh, I have an idea. I'm going to go do this. Oh, what now? Oh, I need a system to talk to my database. Oh, I need a this. Why would you do that? They jump off the bridge and go, hey, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm flying. I don't have a parachute. And I see that time and time again. And then they crash and go, oh, well, that idea didn't work, because those ideas never work. Now, two things. I used to help people build those bridges. I don't want to do that anymore. What I want to do is to help you understand why you were willing to jump off a bridge without a parachute and go, wait a second. Let's go back here, because the problem is, you then jumped off the bridge and then you told yourself it didn't work like it never worked before. And that's the part of what I do with Forbes Factor. I teach the thing, guys, 5 or 6 times a year called the Forbes. Go to www.forbesfactorlive.com. In this training, what I do better than anyone else on the planet, number one, because I do it in high heels. What does that mean? I don't care what Grant Cardone or Ty Lopez or Gary Vee does on the weekends. I'm the only one rocking the dress. And that means there's a very powerful female energy in the world that will help you get past where you are stuck. And I use some fun analogies. Like when you get on an airplane, you know, Southwest lets you take 2 bags for free. United will charge you for the first bag. I got to tell you, again, if an entrepreneur was in charge of the luggage, you'd be paying $1 million a flight, because you want to bring all your luggage to everything that you do. Every new relationship, let me tell you how horrible the last one was. Let me tell you about a horrible life. When I was 8 years old, really? Really? And so what we do in Forbes Factor, and I am committed, when I said this is my new path in life, here's my analogy about you and your life, and everybody listening, you got to listen to this. You've got a house. Now, I have a house. We used to have a small apartment, and I have a closet in my house, or my apartment, okay? And I am a very messy, crazy, disorganized person, but I love being neat, okay? And I'm very prideful. So when you come over to my little apartment or my big house, it is spotless. But what you don't see is that in that closet, I crammed all the shit that was lying everywhere on the floor. It's all there. The bed, everything is crammed in the closet. That's what we all do. We take the stuff that we don't want to show other people. We open this little door. We shove it in there. Well, at some point, that closet gets so big that if you've got a beautiful new suit or a brand new dress or just came back from the dry cleaners and you want to hang it in the closet, there is no room for the new, nice, and wonderful. Because if you open the door, all this stuff comes crawling out. What Forbes Factor does, and what I am wildly committed to doing in people's lives, is being brave enough to open that closet door, take all of your stuff out, make the 3 piles, the save, the keep, and the throwaway pile, or the save, the donate, and keep away pile. And we're going to donate some of this. We're going to throw most of it out because it's not serving you anymore, but you couldn't get rid of it for whatever reason. That's my specialty. You can't clean out your closet without a really good coach because you don't want to. You've just been wired not to. And then I actually go in with the closet and we actually clean it out. We fumigate it. We paint it a new color. We buy brand new matching hangers. And very specifically, carefully, one at a time at this age in your life, we only put back what serves you moving forward so that anybody coming in can not only look at your home, but open the closet and go, wow, you're neat, you're organized, you're somebody I want to deal with, you're focused, you've got confidence, and you're living your best life. And you cannot do that with a jam-packed closet.
Absolutely. You know, Donna, she is saying that. I'm thinking, wow, this is the perfect time for people to hear it because a lot of people wait until January the 1st to start a New Year's resolution or make changes in their life. They could beat the rush and start doing some of the things that Forbes is talking about right now, huh?
Absolutely. And you know, this time of the year, people get stressed out. And a lot of us wait till around the first of the year to get introspective. And so I love what you're talking about. And I love that analogy, Forbes, because we all do it. We get attached to our stuff, right? Like, you know, when we moved the last time, I made like 6 trips to the dump and I probably could have made 6 more, but I got attached to all this junk. It's still in my basement.
No. You missed my analogy. I don't really care about the old clothes or the lawnmower you have. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about your emotional crap. Yeah. So let me tell you something. What I'm talking about is analogy, is you've taken the time that you were hurt by so-and-so and you put that in your closet. You talk about the time when you were fired or somebody told you you weren't good enough or you did a business that wasn't failed, you stick that in the closet. And so when you go to your next venture and when it doesn't work, you're like, yeah, they didn't work before. I have an ability to change all that. So let me ask you a question, Don. What's your first memory in life?
Running up a cellar door. You know, one of those ones with the, they used to have them, you'd go into the cellar, you'd open these 2 doors and you'd walk downstairs into the cellar, running up that.
How old?
Probably 3 or 4.
Did you have a good family life?
Yeah.
See, I knew that you did. And actually, if I kind of had a little chat box, I can predict something about you. What decision did you make about life based on that memory?
You know, I don't know. I just felt very free. I felt like I could do whatever I wanted, right?
All right. Well, hang on a second. Number one, do me a favor, both of you as grown men, and I know you both are. Mm-hmm. Please never say the phrase, I don't know again. And you did it. It is a phrase, and I've done this research. I've been doing this training for 14 years now. I don't know is the thing that most adults can't wait to get to. And it means that you stop thinking, you stop believing that you have possibilities. And even if you just never say it again and watch sometimes how your brain will go, ooh, just pretend you do know because you do. So that's just a little bit of Forbes Riley training that would hopefully that will shift things that you can't believe. Stop saying, I don't know. In fact, in my class, my trainings, if you say, I don't know, I smack you in the head.
Well, I'm glad I'm in Colorado because otherwise I'd probably be on the floor.
All right. But then the next thing you said was really precious. And Jim, as your partner, you need to hear what he just said. You just said that what decision did you make about life, my friend?
I said I could do anything. I felt very free. I could run up this thing and make loud noises and.
No, wait. So stop. So let me ask. So let me tell you something. I interview thousands of people. Many people, their first memory has something to do with molested or hurt or the reason they remember things. Yours was, I'm free and I can do anything. Let me ask you a question. In your life so far, has that been a prevailing thought for you?
Always. Every day.
Every day. Let me tell you something. You are the top 1% of people that I ever interview that have that sense of freedom and passion, and you don't need to be fixed. Congratulations. I don't meet many of you. Mr. Jim, what's your first memory?
Oh, my goodness. I think it was when I fell off my bike or something. Yeah, it was when I fell off my bike. I was, you know, riding a little bike, and I was about 4 and fell off of it, and I was crying, and, you know, my sister came out, and she says, won't you just shut up and get up?
Well, now, hang on a second. That's interesting. What decision did you make about life based on that moment?
Well, one of the things that I've always done whenever I fall down, I find a way to...
No, wait. People don't answer questions. They can't wait to tell stories.
Okay.
What's the decision that you made about life based on that moment?
Just get back up.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, I got to tell you. So now here's the thing. It is not what happens to you. It is the decision that you make. And I'm going to tell you, Jim, that probably throughout your life, you've had the ability to just get back up. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing you need to know. You could have made a much different decision. You could have made a decision that all women or, you know, women, you know, when you cry, you know, they think less of you. And you would have had a very different life if that was your decision. You could have made a decision that trying new things is horrible and I should never do that and I'm scared. That's a decision that somebody, young, one friend of mine made who'd been in a horrible car accident and he kept trying anything new ever. So here's the deal. Two of my clients, they both fall out of a tree when they're very young. There's no parents around. Strangers take the first one to the hospital. His decision about life based on that was people will always be there to help you. And he's a social worker and committed to helping charities. The other gentleman fell out of a tree, broke his leg. Mom and dad were not there. His decision about life was people are never there to help you. Don't trust people, especially your parents. No, but you've met both of those people. You didn't know why they behaved that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I've traced it back is the decision that they made. So one of you guys thinks he can do anything, and the other is you just get back up on the horse. Congratulations for finding each other.
Well, I'll tell you, we were thrown together by totally accident. A higher source is what I like to say, because when you met me in Orlando, I went there under one condition. I didn't know why I knew I had to go, but I says, okay, I'm going to go, but I'm going to, one condition, I'm going to change my life. And that's exactly what I did. Little did I know it had little to do with me. It was about me following the energy and the calling that's been hollering at me very loudly for years. And I was just too stubborn to listen and obey, to be honest with you, you know. But I'm glad I went that route.
Now listen to that one. So you just used the word, I was too stubborn to obey. I'm going to share with you, that is probably something that you were told as a child, and that is actually not true at all. Are you, in fact, stubborn?
A little bit, yes, ma'am. Not as bad as I used to be.
Why is that?
Well, I'm more respectful of people, and I look at the bigger picture, you know.
Who told you that you were stubborn when you were younger?
My mom, my dad, the teachers.
Right. That you heard that word, and I will tell you, that is how we continue to... Remember I said the stuff that's in the closet? Mm-hmm. Your mom and your teachers, you haven't been told you were stubborn really in like 40 years, but it's in the closet of your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You just brought that word forth.
Mm-hmm.
Not really you at all. Stubborn's actually a good thing now as an adult. It means that you stick to what you said you were going to do to, but it's an interesting connotation. When you're younger, it's kind of negative.
Mm-hmm.
I just hold a mirror up to people so they can take a look at themselves.
That's a great way of looking at it, because it's good to take inventory of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did you know that many prospective college students work under the management of handlers? A tutor helps with SAT preparation, while a consultant concocts the perfect resume to present to colleges. They say the closest people ever come to perfection is on their resume. But college admission staffs aren't so bubbleable. That means gullible when it comes to sorting out students' qualifications. What's another word for a person with enough education to go to college? A tancum. The graduation cap was initially a hood and is believed to date back to the Celtic times, when Druid priests wore capes and hoods to symbolize their intelligence.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. We're going to be we are available on podcasts, iTunes, and also YouTube. And please subscribe to our channel and let others know about the podcast. Today, Dandy Don and I, we have a very special lady, a very special guest with us on the show today. And as usual, you know, our guests, they're the star of the show because people tune in for their information. And ladies and gentlemen, you're getting a lot of good information today about how to get it going. But also, too, Dandy Don, this lady here, Forbes Riley, she is well known for hosting a lot of infomercials, isn't she, sir?
Certainly is, and she gets results, and that's what a lot of entrepreneurs, especially when they're getting started, you know, getting those first results are really difficult. So Forbes, I'd love for you to share with us what were some of the things that you experienced. What would be some of the keys that you would pass on to entrepreneurs about getting results like you have?
All right. Well, so let's start with yes, I've hosted more than 180 infomercials. If you've ever seen me, and by the way, you should probably listen. You know, you'll hear my voice. But I'm responsible for the Jack LaLanne Power Juicer. We grossed $1 billion with that. Billy Blank's Tide Bow, Beach Bodies. I even started Kim Kardashian on her very first infomercial. If you go to YouTube and type in my name and Kim's, you'll see how I introduced her before the world ever had any idea who a Kardashian was. I have a knack for spotting trends. And I have a very clear system about that because I've also made a living for the last 28 years on home shopping around the world. And on home shopping, it's live television. Things go wrong on live TV. There's no scripts, and you're not rehearsed with your partner. Think about that. And you have to sell between $2,000 and $5,000 a minute, every minute that you're on or you're not on. So some of the secrets that I've learned, I know, I'm talking about massive pressure, and you know instantly if you've done it or not. And I've watched people tank. I've watched billionaires being made. And one of the things I learned is, number one, who are you talking to? And so if I asked you guys, who are you talking to right now, Don, what would you say?
Forbes Riley.
Well, no, that's a trick question. But in terms of the audience, who are you talking to?
Talking to the person that I want to solve a problem for them.
Right. Now, this is important. It's a trick question. When I ask people, they'll always say, I'm talking to an audience. There's no such thing as an audience. You're always talking to one person, one set of ears, and you got to sound like you are because they're the one making the decision. They're the one hearing you, and there's a lot of them. And they, especially when you're doing TV, have a lot of different personalities. You know, when you're a one-on-one salesperson, it's a lot easier because you can see the person's reaction. So I now coach people in terms of Facebook and how to communicate to the masses. The analogy is like playing tennis. We can go back and forth and volley, and then I'm going to do a bam, and we're going to make a point. So we pick a product. So, for example, we talk about my spin gym. If you've never seen my spin gym, some people say, oh, look, it's like three pieces of metal and a string. What could that do? Well, let's not talk about the three pieces of metal and a string because it's nice like talking about the car going, it's got an engine and wheels. That's not why a woman might buy a car. If you're a woman, you might, if you're like me, buy it because it's got pretty interior and it looks nice and the colors match. Okay? That's silly if you're a car expert, right? But I'm the one making the purchase. So you might want to have to appeal to me by, one, understanding the triggers that make me want to purchase something and not sell me. Here's one of my biggest pieces of advice is because I teach pitch. How do you pitch? Pitching is not selling. That's a dirty four-letter word because it means that you've got an agenda, you want to make money, you want to close first, and you don't care. I replace that word with three other words: excite, engage, and enroll. When you excite somebody, you hear the level of my voice. I could be doing this interview, guys, and I'm sure you've met many people who kind of talk about their business like this. Well, baloney. You know what? If you're not excited about it, nobody else will be. So dig in, get passionate, and make a point. I don't have enough time in my life to just talk. I am here to excite you, and then I'm going to engage you. I'm going to say, look, if you want toned, sexy arms, if you are a busy person who doesn't have time to go to the gym, locked in front of your computer, sitting on an airplane, in a car, and you want to look amazing and drop those extra 10, 15 pounds, bam, you want to try this. And then I got the skeptic who goes, oh, but does it work? It looks like a yo-yo. Then I'll do a before and after of a thermal image of a person's body. And I will show you that because this thing spins at over 100,000 RPM, and that's been proven by Stanford University, it engages all your muscles. And next I'm going to say, look, it's only $40. Try it. 100% money back guarantee. So now I'm giving you the assurance. And the next thing you have to do is I've engaged you, enrolled you, excited you. You're picking up the phone and you're forking over your credit card. And then we're going to deliver what we said. That works for every product in any way. So let's try a game. Guys, give me a product. Give me something.
Go ahead, Don.
Let's see, a lawnmower.
Yeah. A lawnmower. Okay. So here's the thing. You can say the lawnmower's got a kind of certain horsepower or it's got this kind of – here's the thing. I'm going to talk about the fact in your world, curb appeal is everything. The way people walk up to your home, the way they judge you, you finally got that home. And if you don't take care of the front of it, if you don't have a lawnmower that, number one, takes up less time than anything, is easy to glide, allows your kids and your wife, maybe it's got a sit-down feature and it's got a headphone jack. So you can rock out while you're cutting the lawn and it's whisper quiet. Yeah, I know, right? Never thought of a lawnmower like that, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, guys, here's the deal in your world. When you start enrolling people into a vision of what you have, then you solve a problem. So what is a problem? Why is somebody buying a lawnmower? Well, they don't maybe not have enough money to hire a gardener, so they want an affordable price. They want something that's quiet and fun to do, does it faster, is more efficient. I mean, think about all the reasons. Now, I don't care that it's got a 120 horsepower and it comes in four colors and it's got a handle with a grip. That's how most people are stuck selling their products. And they miss the mark, and then they go, wow, my business is not working. No, you need a, and that's what I love to do. I love writing pitches. I do that probably two times a day. People will call me and we'll do a coaching session to master your message. Here's the next thing I'm going to ask you. So Jim, when people ask you what you do, what do you tell them?
Basically just help people find out what it is that they want to do, what their goals are in life here at Speaker's Pathway.
Well, yes and no, that isn't what you do. First of all, the word help, because that's not what people are looking. They're not looking for. They may be looking for help, but that doesn't solve a problem.
Okay.
If somebody says to you what you can do, I want you to answer the question honestly, as though you were hearing, what can you do for me? So, Jim, what can you do for me?
Well, I can I'm going to use the word help again because that's what's in my mind. But my goal in life is when we created a Speaker's Pathway was to help people get from where they are to where they want to be.
Okay, so I'm a wordsmith. So what if we took out, because again, you know, copywriting is really important. If you change the word empower, ignite, I ignite, and just think about this for a second. Ignite people to find their path so that they live their best life ever by doing it through a speech on stage.
I like that. That's good. It's very powerful.
One word got me to go, oh, that was way more exciting word to ignite than to help or to empower. So, people don't think about it this way, but when you're doing an infomercial, you're on TV, when every second counts, every word counts, and I'm all about painting pictures in your head. So, Don, when people ask you, and they'll ask at a party all the time, what do? What do you say?
I show people how to use the written and spoken word to package their expertise and market their products.
And that sounds kind of like I'm reading a billboard. Can you, and even the way show is not a great word. I don't want to be shown. I want to monetize my message.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know it sounds silly, but I will tell you that one word, that's because I don't want to be shown something. I want to make money at it. Wow. I can help you monetize your expertise by putting it on stage. By the way, I'll only take 10% when you start using these quotes. Okay. Hey, don't kid yourself. I actually, this is another thing that I learned because I am a very generous, sweethearted person. If you don't ask for it, you don't get it. I didn't really understand that. So many years ago, I helped create a television series that was on for 5 years called Fit TV. We sold 1,500 different fitness products. And if you go to YouTube and Google Forbes Riley and Fit TV, you'll see actually how the birth of selling products on TV happened. That was me. And before YouTube, I couldn't actually explain to a lot of people what I did. You can also type in the X Games in Forbes Riley. I helped create that for ESPN. I was their first host for 6 years. Nobody knew this before YouTube happened. So it's kind of spend some time on YouTube going, wow, what does that Forbes Riley do? So then they sold the network for $500 million to Fox TV. And you know what I got? I got a thank you. I didn't even get a bonus. I didn't get anything. I got a thank you. Now, I could feel very angry about that because I helped build the entire backbone of that company. But number one, I didn't ask for it, and that was a problem. And so I've learned a lot in different business negotiations to be bold enough because a lot of us are wired, and I'll say us, but I don't want to include me anymore, to not ask for what we're worth because we are afraid to even put a price tag on us. Why do we do that? It goes back to the stuff in the closet. Somebody told you, who do you think you are to make more money? How can you make more money than your dad? First time I came home, my dad was an engineer. He worked for himself. He was an entrepreneur before that word ever happened. And it was kind of fascinating. He had his toolbox. And I remember his personal issues were like, at one point they wanted to put a tax and not let people drive their cars into Manhattan. And he's like, I can't take my tools, you know, on a train. He actually didn't like to vote. And this is crazy. Again, it's going back, you know, two generations ago, because if you voted, they then signed you up for jury duty. And he was afraid he couldn't afford to take a day or a week or and do jury duty because he wouldn't be able to feed his family. So interesting little philosophies that I got in the back of my head. Well, one day he grossed, the highest he'd ever grossed one year was $100,000 back then. And he was beyond proud of himself. And I remember when I was in my 20s, I came home and I doubled or tripled that. And I came home and I could not wait to show him. I love my parents so dearly. And I showed it to him. And rather than him going, wow, I'm so proud of you, there was a moment where he was sad. And I'm going to start to cry because I can remember it so clearly. I was like, and he just walked away and he didn't say anything. And I'm like, what did I do wrong? And what I did was to make him feel bad, and he didn't mean to, but his little girl, who we wanted to succeed, did it really quickly. I mean, I made my first million when I was in my 20s starting a company. And it was fascinating what that did to me and how I spend my time trying to help other people make money so that they don't feel bad about it.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of people that we deal with, you know, when they come to us, they say, well, I want to make money and all that, because that's not the right answer. We know that. But deep down inside, one of the things that Bill addresses, Bill Heinrich, one of the executive training directors, is that deep down inside, they don't feel like they're worthy. And that's sad to feel like that, isn't it, Don?
It is. And in a lot of ways, like Forbes said, a lot of us have that, right, at some level. And I love what you do, Forbes, and helping the people just clear out that closet and get rid of the junk that's not serving them anymore.
Come to www.ForbesFactorLive.com so that you can understand how to feel worthy. That is what we do in my training.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, I can attest to that, because I saw, oh, we got to go for a commercial. I'm sorry. We'll be right back after these messages.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Years ago, some fishermen off the coast of Italy discovered some pottery along with fish in their nets. Divers were called out and discovered an ancient Roman ship whose galley, or caboose, a nautical term for kitchen, was extremely intact. Some of the food uncovered on board was pickled fish, wine, oil, and grain used to make the ship's biscuits, otherwise known as dandy funks. It is thought the 2,000-year-old boat was probably on its way to Spain when it sunk and was covered by layers of mud, baggy wrinkles and all. Baggy wrinkles are another name for the ship's ropes. The mud protected the ship from wear, explaining why the leftover food on board was still in such good condition. We land lubbers may not be familiar with leftovers on the sea, but we are familiar with leftovers in our kitchen.
It's Martin Davidson.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don, today we have a very special guest with us. My goodness gracious. Ladies and gentlemen, Forbes Riley, be sure and share this program with people that you know that could really benefit from it. Because Dandy Don, she has really been a blessing to us. She's opened our eyes. I know mine. How about yours?
Yeah, I remember the first time that I met Forbes, it was at a mastermind down in Tampa somewhere. And I was part of the mastermind, and I was sharing part of my vision. And my vision was someday to have a leadership ranch. And I think it might have been you, Forbes. If not, it was somebody else in the room said, why don't you just go do it? And I was like, this is 10 years out. And they're like, just go do it. And so now I've got this ranch and we're developing it into an event center and all kinds of stuff. So I think very quickly, you just cut right through stuff and get right to it. And I really appreciate what you do and how quickly you can help people.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because in Orlando, I want Forbes to share the story about this young lady that I saw go up on stage, and bless her heart, she had a bunch of problems in her life, and my goodness, I saw in living color right before my eyes how Forbes transformed this lady's life and helped her see the light, because she was just focused so much on her problems. Forbes, would you be kind enough to share that with us, please?
Her name was Larry Thomas, and I plucked her out of an audience of 600 people. And I will tell you, during all of my presentations, I'll pull one person out of the audience. And bless that lucky person, because every one of those has become a massive devotee, has come to my trainings, and has experienced massive growth. Larry actually came and then volunteered for 2 years with my stuff. And she lost over 60 pounds. She was a raving fan. She got her life together. She was making money. But unfortunately, before I met her, she had lost her husband in a motorcycle accident and had been through some other massive personal molestation issues. And one of the problems is that you get sick. We call it dis-ease when your mind and your body are dis-eased. If you tell yourself you're not good enough long enough, your body and cells begin to believe that. And then the universe just takes your body away and you go, wow, how did I get cancer? And I'm not saying that everybody who gets sick, you know, we also have external elements, whether it is food and environment, but a lot, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, a lot of what happens in your body is because of how you talk to it. If you don't love it, it will go screw you and leave. And when you don't have a body, you've got no place else to live, which is one reason I spent a lot of time talking about health and nutrition. Remember, I spent 8 years of my life living next to the man who was created the word fitness, the living legend of all time, Mr. Jack LaLanne. And so when I talk about your holistic, we talk about what you eat. Why I sell Spin Gym, and everybody in the world should own a Spin Gym. For the little amount of money, it gets you moving, and it's been proven if you don't move, you will lose it. But beyond that, so Larry became devoted to me. We all created a book. I have a new book out, guys, on Amazon called What Have You Forbes'd Lately? Guys, to Forbes something means to manifest it, especially when no one else thinks you can. What have you Forbes'd in your life? You know, did you manage to go to college when none of else in your family did? Did you manage to buy that first home? Did you find the love of your life when people said, oh, you're not worth it? That's meaning to form something. So people have gone through my class. I interviewed them, 36 of them, and Larry included, and they told the most amazing stories. I mean, I've got one woman who was a Vietnamese boat person and watched her dad die on the trip over here and became a world-renowned dentist when no one in her world, many of her family were all slaughtered. I can do this time and time again. These stories will ignite you about how people manage to overcome obstacles and win in life when no one else thought they could. The book is called What Have You Forbes Lately? Sadly, this February, Larry lost her battle to cancer. It was insanely sudden. She would not stop smoking, and she kept some of the habits that were just destructive because no one in her world in the early days believed that she was worth anything. And I can tell you, we probably had her live 2 years longer and probably the best, happiest years of her life. I am still to this day, on her Facebook page, on the wall, it's a picture of her and I. I know what I did for her life. I know what I've done and how I've touched people. And so I miss her and I love her. And I've actually lost a lot of people this year to all kind of things. And so I'm not a big fan of waiting for January 1st to make resolutions. Mm-hmm. We all do that. We go, oh, yeah, 2020 is going to be a good year. Well, let me tell you something. Tomorrow is the start of your good year.
Amen.
65 days from any day that you do this. Because last year I was all excited. I had a beautiful friend named Scott. Scott opened his doors of his $4 million mansion in Malibu, invited me and my family there. Anytime we wanted, we had carte blanche. I walked into this man's home and he had the rolls, the convertible rolls, the hardtop rolls, all the things that you see on Facebook is the meaning of true success, right? But all he wanted was love, and he finally found it, and he was in love, and we're planning his wedding. I'm at his home right before Super Bowl. I leave to go guest speak on a cruise. In the middle of the cruise, I get a message from his fiance, who just moved in the day before, that he had a brain aneurysm and died right in front of her.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Now, for him, he had just also gone through the Malibu fires, and he saved his home and every neighbor's home around him, and that I'm sure is a contributing factor. So I was left this last year, and I lost 5 dear friends. So it's been a confusing time for me. And I will tell you guys, because I know we're coming down to the end of the show, that the secret to all of this is that you need to give more than you get to get what you want, whatever it is that you want. Number 2, clarify what it is that you want. You talked earlier about money. Money is a number. Money is a thing in the bank. What you want is you want that beautiful vacation. I traveled Europe on $20 a day. If you want to travel, go travel. If you want to fall in love, go figure out where your mate is. What are they doing right now? And go meet them at that charity event or at the yacht club, wherever they happen to be. Do not wait, because we are not promised tomorrow. And then clean out and figure out, why are you doing all this? What is it that makes you happy? Most people die with lots of regrets, so unhappy, and they die before they were needed to, because they're drinking, they're smoking, they're doing stuff to numb themselves because they didn't clean out the stuff in their closet. If you can do that, if you can begin to live a happy life today, I will tell you, you affect so many other people by doing that. And so before we end, I also want to honor the two of you by making a platform like this available, by having such a beautiful spirited energy. I know why you've got so many downloads. You've got the most delicious voices. You are friendly. You're out there crushing the world. And I want to thank you for giving me the platform today.
Well, Forbes, thank you for being here, because I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, Forbes has opened my eyes a few times on some of the things she said, and she stepped on my toes a time or two, which is good. But one of the things that I share with people, I'm 71 years of age. I'm a Vietnam veteran, all those wonderful things. But people ask me when I'm going to retire, and I tell them the same answer: the day before I die, because I'm placed on this earth to serve others, to be a blessing to others. And if I focus on that, everything else, I believe, will pretty much take care of itself. And that's the way I think Don is too. Aren't you, Don?
Yes, absolutely. And you were singing my song, Forbes. I've lost a number of people over the years. Mm. And it's just, I've kind of had this mantra of don't wait. Like, if there's something you really want to do, go find a way to just do it. I mean, most of us wait till we're ready, right? And that's we waste a lot of time. So you're singing my song. I really appreciate you. You've had an impact on my life and probably millions of others. So we really appreciate you being on our show today.
Yeah, and before we go, Forbes, if you'd be so kind as to share your website and how to get the Spin Gym and all that with the folks, I appreciate it.
So I will tell you guys, my name is Forbes Riley. Forbes as in the magazine, Riley as in the good life. You want to come shop with me, just go to Shop Forbes Riley. The second thing is, I'm all over the internet, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. It's always my name. Please reach out to me. I actually do all my own social media. So if you are daring enough to ask me a personal question or want to get involved, just private message me and you'll be very surprised, but I am the one writing back. I know at some point I got millions of fans, it gets a little overwhelming, but I still believe in people. So until I can't do that anymore. And then if you want to come clean out your emotional closet and start 2020 and get true vision, please come visit us at Forbes Factor Live. I still teach the classes. I teach all 3 days. There's no guest speakers. Maybe I come up to Colorado and do a guest weekend at the ranch. But I tell you what, I still love the work that I do. And while I'm doing it, if you're within the sound of my voice, I would take advantage of it.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you right now, me and Don, we can definitely say if you don't, you are cheating yourself out of some of the true riches of life. Isn't that right, Don?
Yes. And you know what I love about you, Forbes? You get right to it. Like, no, like, let's take hours to go do this. It's just like, zoom in. It can be uncomfortable. You know what? That's what growth feels like. You don't, if you grow, you don't get to stay comfortable.
Baby, I'm a world-class athlete. There's not enough time in life. If you want to play with the big boys, if you want to get results, get in there and get honest, get in and get out. I'm also going to say that if you private message me and you tell me that you heard about this offer on the show, I will make a special scholarship arrangement to discount my price.
Wow.
That's amazing, really is. And before we run out of time, we got about 2.5 minutes left. You know, Forbes, I just want to personally say thank you so much for being with us today on the show. You really, you're the star of the show. Me and Don, we just sat here and we just kind of like, we're filler talk in between the commercials. And that's just the way I feel. But thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and sharing your information with the audience, and also for sharing some real life wake-up calls for me and Don, because everybody needs it, don't we, Don?
We do. We need to be like kicked in the head once in a while, woken up, made uncomfortable. And it really is just transformational. And you have already made one transformation for me at that mastermind back in Tampa. And so I just appreciate so much what you do and the number of people you help, and just love what you do for us.
Well, thank you very, very much. It's been a joyous show and a wonderful way to start my weekend. My baby's just turned 17, so we're going to celebrate this weekend. Amazing to watch life and watch these two little crazy kids grow up. Oh, man, love being mom.
Yeah, I tell you, it's amazing, because I remember your daughter spoke on stage there in Orlando, and she had a very passionate mission that she was on. I'm trying to think. I don't recall what the mission was.
Right before we go, actually, McKenna Riley's with an S, boat.com. She raises money for kids who can't afford to go out on the water, whether they're disabled or they come from a disadvantaged family. And they take kids out in the Tampa Bay to go fishing, to go swimming, to experience life on a boat. McKenna Riley's with an S, boat.com. I don't care if you just do $20. It is well spent. 100% of that money goes to that.
Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, all of the websites that Forbes shared with you, I will put those in the description of the show. So please feel free to download the show, share the show with others, and most importantly, start changing your 2020 next year today. Not tomorrow, but today. That's very, very important, because procrastination, that cripples everybody. Dandy, you want
to... Forbes, I'm going to take you up on that offer when we have our first big event at the ranch. I'm reaching out to you.
I'm absolutely excited. I think it's awesome. I love, I mean, I've done more events in Colorado than any other state. So yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you at that big Rotary event. I think that's still on. So I'll be in touch about that soon.
Thank you guys so much. You're both so sweet, and I appreciate you being in my life.
Well, you're so very welcome, and we're so grateful to be associated with you, to call you our friend, and most importantly, for have you on our show and let you share all this wonderful information with others. People, what a lot of love about you, again, is that you tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear, because if you never come out of your comfort zone, you're never going to go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll see you next Friday. Have a good week.